Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters, otherwise known as Hart, bringing us back to 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Kazera, author of Learned Leadership, spokesperson for the Shell Crescent, which is the energy producers of Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Ought to be New York if they would come into the 21st century. Hey, Greg, thanks again for being here. So I wanted to get your thoughts on there's no way that your Shell Crescent world won't be impacted. And Main Street small businesses, every Main Street small business in America won't be impacted by the decision by Joe Biden to make John Kerry his climate change czar. This is the guy who helped engineer the Iranian deal that helped bolster up Iran's future. He helped write, I understand, the Paris Accords, which we thankfully got out of, that Biden's going to get back into. This man in this new job may be more dangerous than when he was Secretary of State. And I'm worried about that one particular appointment. What do you think?
It does worry me. There's no question about it. And we're going to learn something about the, quote, environmental climate change movement here in the next few months, I'm guessing, because the beauty of it is right now, if you really care about climate change, if you're really worried about the planet, if you think that's the problem, we have the solution. And if you want to go back, the solution is wind and solar. What we know now is that's a political solution. It has nothing to do with really solving the problem. Because to your point, we're not in the Paris Agreement, but we're the only country. Think about this, Jim. The only country on planet Earth that's going to meet those targets.
Now, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
We're not in it. We're going to meet those targets. And what?
But Greg, you would never know that by listening to the climate change zealots or the media. You would think we were literally single-handedly destroying the planet all by ourselves.
Exactly, and that's what it's going to take is it takes an educational process, because what we're seeing as we engage people in small groups and they get it. That's the power, and that's not going to be with. It's a challenge, but there is an option out there, and we can actually win this battle. But it's going to take. What we're going to have to do is put Kerry in a spot where he's got to do the right thing.
And
it's not easy.
Please, I'm got my pen in my hand. I'm making notes. How do we do that?
Here's what happened, and here's what's happened since. Like I said, coast to coast, everybody wants jobs to come back. Now, what most of them don't understand is for jobs to come back, that takes fossil fuels. That takes oil and gas. The only reason we've got 1.4 million more manufacturing jobs today than we have 10 years ago is because of the oil and gas industry. And that also puts frontline healthcare workers. The reason why we can start making masks and gowns and all that PPE here is because of the oil and gas industry. But the rest of the story is our region, Shell Crescent USA, is at the dead center of the solution.
Yes.
Because when you make it, think about what happened. If the oil and gas is here, which we know it is in abundance, so you produce the natural gas liquids, you turn those into polyethylene, polypropylene pellets at places like Shell, who's starting to build those crackers up here. Now, where are the people that may turn those pellets into products? 70% of them are in Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania,
yes.
New York, New Jersey, that
yes.
region. And now, here's what's going on today. Iran is sending oil to China. Carbon footprint. China makes pellets. Carbon footprint. They turn them into products. Carbon footprint. Where do those products go? They go to the West Coast.
That's
and
right.
then they go to the East Coast. All carbon footprint.
Carbon.
you want to reduce the carbon footprint, if you really want to do something to prevent climate change, you make stuff here environmental laws and in our region and sell it in our region.
The carbon footprint stays. There's almost no transportation carbon at all. Very, very little in that whole process till it gets ready to go to the shelf.
I love talking to you. You nail it so easily.
I quote you all the time. I tell people, look, if you buy something from China, however that was made, as you say, that oil had to be brought in there. They're not an energy nation. You can literally put that plant on top of your natural gas in West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and the energy never sees the light of day as it makes a process, because you build it right on top of the well almost. And I mean, how does that? I mean, it's like being able to make ethanol without having to use a tractor to grow the corn. Am I right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You know, and here's the thing: is most people don't grasp it. I was at one of our prospects. We had an emergency call. He was working on some financing, and he called me. He said, "Kazera, he says you need to do your presentation for my financial team." Mm-hmm. And I did that. It was Saturday night. We're doing this. And the finance team was literally, these were people from literally all over, most of them in New York City. And when I went through it, I didn't have to tell them anything. This one gentleman from Asia said, "Oh, my God," he said, "you've eliminated transportation."
Exactly. And that's the carbon solutions that the climate change religious zealots don't want to talk about, folks. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. Tin Tail, right back with Greg Kucera.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.